The opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily represent the views of the Phoenix Foundation, its sponsors, or affiliates. Welcome to our Squawk Cast. This podcast is about homeschooling in the province of Alberta. We encourage you to grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and relax for a few minutes. And now, here are your hosts, Diana Stinn and Jill Mann.
This is Diana Stinn.
And Jill Mann.
Welcome to our
Squawk Cast!
Yahoo! This is episode number 42, and today's date is January 9th, 2015.
I know, it seems weird. I am having a hard time keeping track of the year.
Have you written checks yet and already put the wrong date on it?
I haven't, but I had to do some documents the other day, and it was like, this just feels so odd.
Hey, listen, speaking of odd, we both sound a little off.
Yeah, we're struggling with our holiday colds.
Exactly. So we do apologize for the sound quality, but and the odd hack here and there. Hey, so now is your opportunity to fill your cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah. What are we drinking today?
I think early bird.
Are we?
Yeah.
Woohoo! Nice.
So a nice light roast.
A nice light roast for those early birds out there.
That's it. Okay, so today's show is going to have some wing feathers, some nest news, what's hatching, a glance back through the tail feathers and sort of a peekaboo forward, and then some fledgling funnies and a little bit of support. Are you ready, Jill?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Okey-dokey.
So, how about we give out some wing feathers?
Yay! Wing feathers! I love giving out wing feathers. Well, fellers. Wing fellers! Wing feathers to fellers and fillies.
Okay, there you go. Good recovery. So the first one goes to a feller.
A feller. Yep, it does. Bill Mart, because he's been volunteering in the back in the chop shop. A ton getting ready for Zoom. He has his family have constructed some robots. They have sent in terrain sets, and he has been assembling things. And in particular, my personal favorite right now is the Phoenix Canada arm for our space area. Ooh. He has been just an honorary chop shop monkey for this Zoom build, and very, very thankful for all of his help.
Perfect. And the next wing feather goes to Bob McGinnis.
Hi, Bob!
Yeah, hey, Bob, it's Friday.
It's Friday morning, and Diana's already on it, man.
So Bob came down a couple of days ago and had a little chat with us. Bob has been doing some coaching with the Phoenix Foundation and some work with our board, and he brought us a little gift, and it's Seth Godin's latest book, which is called What to Do When It's Your Turn. Yep. Oh, and by the way, it's always your turn. Yeah. So we've been reading that, and we were teasing because as we were talking to Bob, we came up with a couple of ideas. Mm. And we kept saying, okay, let's do that.
Yeah.
Friday.
We'll get on that Friday.
Yeah.
And he saw me roll my eyes, and he goes, well, I know you guys are just being a little facetious about that. Because I saw Jill's eyes roll, and Diana goes, why, Jill, did your eyes roll? I go, because we're doing it on Friday. And he doubted us.
I know. So we sent him proof this morning. So, Bob, check your email. And the last wing feather is for Aubrey Park Hinton. He is the new sounds you hear on our podcast.
I know, our intros and all of that. And he's one of our teenagers here.
Right. Yeah. So he volunteered to do that for us, and he sounds fabulous.
Oh, he's doing a great job. But you know, again, you had related that he was surprised when he heard his voice because he didn't think he sounded like that. And, you know, we know what he sounds like because we listen to him.
Yes.
But it is odd when you hear yourself. We went through that, you know.
Yes.
But, yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay, on to some nest news.
Okay.
So a little bit here just about the Learning Commons. Mm-hmm. Reminder, everybody, that there is a cute little web post and video that explains about our Learning Commons.
And we sent out little postcards to everybody.
Yep.
And just reminding folks, you know, that there's a lot of people here.
Yes. And our Learning Commons, which used to be formerly our library, mm-hmm. is a space where people can meet and talk quietly. Mm-hmm. And we just ask that people keep things as quiet as possible because there is lots of people mm-hmm. and to clean up after themselves. So good job. You've been doing that.
Yeah, it's been great since we've come back after the holidays. Nice work, people.
Yeah, good job. Yeah. The other thing is, if you go to our website over the holidays, mm-hmm. I managed to produce 3 new little snippets. So in our little audio cast called How to Homeschool, mm-hmm. which is H2HS, mm-hmm. and it's under the resource page on our website, mm-hmm. I produced 3 new little audio casts. They're just 2 minutes approximately each. Mm-hmm. Number 14, 15, and 16 are new, mm-hmm. and those ones are about the home education regulation, what is an ed plan, mm-hmm. and how do you know what school board to register with? So those are the 3 ones that I put on.
Those are really good topics.
Yeah. And Barry Davidson did our intro and our closing for those ones.
Yeah.
So thank you, Barry, for that.
And thank you, Barry, for covering for me last time because on the last podcast because I had no voice and what I had sounded like Monster X. So good job, Barry. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So moving on to what's hatching. Mm-hmm. We have a bunch of events coming up. Mm-hmm. So the first one is our casino.
Yep.
And we are volunteering at the Calgary Casino, mm-hmm. and that is January 13th and 14th.
Yep.
So thank you to everybody who has volunteered to do some shifts. Mm-hmm. It is 2 days, but it is a significant amount we usually get from the casino.
Yeah.
And Jill, what kinds of things do those casino funds buy?
Well, they help buy a lot of the stuff in the back in the creation studio, supplies and things like that. It also pays for things like our big green bus.
Yep, that's right, when Evergreen Theater came out.
So
absolutely.
Our special event things, it pays for a lot of things.
Right, so please make sure if you volunteered for that you show up for your shift, mm-hmm. and we will let you know what the results were from that.
Yeah, and it's always fun to volunteer. We always have a good time, laugh a lot, and, you know, eat some decent food.
There you go. Then January 16th, we have 2 upcoming workshops. Mm-hmm. So at 10 o'clock, you have a choice between how to get kids to write without a fight. Mm-hmm. And that is with our very own Miss Kim Parachoniak. Mm-hmm. Did you know Kim is a published children's author?
I know. I'll tell you, everybody here has so many, well, sometimes hidden, sometimes not hidden, skills and background and experiences.
Right. And then you and I are doing a live podcast. So
yay!
Anybody who would like to be part of our studio audience,
ooh.
You can join us and heckle.
Or cackle.
Oh, there you go. Or squawk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then on January the 19th, we have a workshop that we are hosting called It Matters.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is open to the other schools around the province.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, we've got private schools coming in from Edmonton for this.
Yep.
And, you know, Phoenix felt it was really important to support them and keep everybody, you know, their edge honed.
That's it. We're going to be talking about the new draft regulations, mm-hmm. possibly submitting some feedback to the Alberta government about those regulations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we have a new Education Act that takes place on September 1st, mm-hmm. and then these new regulations, which mm-hmm. define sections of the act
mm-hmm.
and spell out some more rules and mm-hmm. things like that. And then the schools are required to have rewritten all of their policies to line up with all mm-hmm. of this stuff. So it's a big job. We are going to have 30 different schools attending here at Phoenix.
Yeah, we're already full.
Yeah, we are.
I mean, couldn't believe it. We had registrations within an hour of you putting it out to them.
Which is a little scary.
But maybe it's also because of who is helping to present and run our workshop, because he is a very popular. He's
right.
very popular with all of us.
So that would be John Blevins, mm-hmm. formerly of Alberta Education, mm-hmm. and he will be facilitating the workshop and mm-hmm. we will be hosting.
Yeah.
So then on January the 20th, that's a very big day.
It is.
Because Zoom
opens.
Yeah. So that should be good fun. I'm really excited, Jill, and looking forward to this creation studio. It's very 3D. It has lots of real things in it.
Again, thank you, Bill Mart.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. His family is so busy and has so many wonderful things. He's contributed so much for it. But also during that time, during Zoom, we're having another visit back.
Right, from CTV2.
That's right. So some of you will have seen last time they were here and they filmed our kids and they spent the day and they interviewed. And that was during Egypt last year. And they loved our studio and the fact that our set changes. And yep. So they're coming back.
They are coming back.
Yeah.
So we will look forward to that.
And we will let you know when that date is announced so you can bring your kids down.
Perfect. Hey, let's do a little glance back through the tail feathers.
Okey-dokey.
So looking back, we had a very productive and busy year.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you to everybody who contributed and made Phoenix a great place to be and to learn.
Mm-hmm.
The school this year achieved several milestones. We are at capacity, mm-hmm. so that was fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
We reached the milestone of having 250 kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we also managed to have a very positive financial outlook this year. So mm-hmm. great. Yahoo.
Well, I'd like to point out, too, we got our goal of 250 kids, but we also managed to still rescue and support our community with several more rescues even throughout this year. So we're actually over capacity.
We are over capacity, but that's a good spot to be in.
It
is. And we're looking forward to an exciting upcoming year.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, before we get into upcoming trends, let's take a moment to pause and have a little break.
Please hang up and try again.
Phoenix is a nonprofit organization that operates with grants from Alberta Education and donations from good people like you. Phoenix happily accepts used curriculum, toilet paper, and cash.
Okay, so looking at some trends, mm-hmm. We did a little bit of work to sit down and think about what's up and coming.
Mm-hmm.
And here's some of the things that we saw and read in the literature that might affect you and your homeschooling journey.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one was stealthware.
Which sounds kind of cool, I gotta say.
Yeah, but it's the RFID blocking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Apple Pay is coming out and mm-hmm. lots of ways of paying, tap your credit card to pay and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But people are also thinking about security.
Mm-hmm.
And given the Sony hack and a bunch of things like that, security, online security mm-hmm. is a big deal.
Exactly.
Also, Skype has come out with something new, real-time translation.
Can they make me make sense?
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll talk to Skype about that. Then one of the other big phrases that we kept hearing was the Internet of Things.
Yeah, I kind of like how that rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, it's a very popular term, mm-hmm. but it's talking about how your fridge, your thermostat, your TV might all be connected to your smartphone, and you're able to control everything mm-hmm. from your device.
Mm-hmm. Well, I saw something on, it was before the, still in last year,
yes.
but they were talking about refrigerators that as you put your groceries in, it scans the item and it can tell you what you're low on and what you need to buy and what you have.
Can it tell me when it turns fuzzy green?
I did have a few of those items as well, but that would be excellent.
Right. Another trend that's coming up is instant skills. And this one was kind of cool because
yeah.
basically it's where you would send some parameters or interact with a service that made you look very professional. So the example they had was a seed sheet where you would basically send the dimensions of your garden mm-hmm. and the shade and sunlight aspects. And then they would send you back a plug and plant garden. It's a sheet you roll out
mm-hmm.
and put dirt over top and up grows a beautiful garden.
Well, we were laughing is like, does it weed itself? Will it keep the squirrels out from eating everything?
Yeah. Hmm. Okay, so number 6 on the list was Fastlane, so pre-ordering, where
mm-hmm.
you would be able to send ahead an order and just zoom to the front of the line and pick up your stuff.
I'm just thinking there's a lot of angry people behind that line. I mean, you know, in a way, I already see that. Like when I go to the lab to get blood or whatever, and, you know, they've been doing this for a long time where you can book ahead
yep.
for your appointment and you come in and you check in. Well, then there's a whole bunch of people who either didn't book ahead or weren't aware to book ahead, and they're sitting there and they're scowling at you.
Yes. So there's some drawbacks with that one. Okay, another thing is called the Internet of Caring Things.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular one had to do with the fact that people are really trying to engage in products, services, and things like that that exhibit care and concern
mm-hmm.
About each other and about things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we see that here too, that people are willing to get involved in projects and ideas
mm-hmm.
When it's something that they care about.
Yeah, totally.
Then another one was called Brandstand, and that people are expecting companies and organizations to act more like real people.
What? Let's not go crazy. We're not real people.
No, we're not.
We are robots.
Yeah, especially when the kids see us in the grocery store and they're like, hey, you're not supposed to be here. You're supposed to be at Phoenix.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
The last sort of trend that we thought was kind of cool was self-tracking. And this is basically, you're going to see a ton of health apps and all mm-hmm. kinds of different apps out there that help you track your data.
Mm-hmm. This was kind of interesting, I think. But, you know, again, there was the whole funding model. Money always complicates things. But imagine going into the doctor and having, you know, a record already of your blood pressure and your things like this that you've tracked perhaps over the last couple of months. And you just hand it to your doctor. Maybe yeah. you tracked it off your smartphone.
Exactly. And smartphones nowadays can do those kinds of things.
Totally.
Our next little section is called Fledgling Funnies. And this is usually where our kids say funny things.
Uh-huh.
But I had to laugh, Jill, because I couldn't find anything that the kids had said funny.
No.
But we found a bunch of funny bird sayings.
I really, really like the first one on this page.
Okay, read
and,
it.
And it is, eagles may soar, but weasels don't get sucked into jet engines. And
yeah.
And that was from John Benfield. And I just cracked up. That, for whatever reason, tickled my funny bone.
There you go. The one I really liked was, except that some days you are the pigeon and some days you are the statue. And that one was by David Brent.
Yep. And then the last one we've got kind of put up here is the bird of paradise alights only upon the hand that does not grasp. And that's from John Barry.
Right. And that one sort of leads us into our under the wing section, mm-hmm. where we offer you guys some support.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a really key thing here, is that sometimes we grasp at outcomes
mm-hmm.
and we work so hard and it just doesn't come.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you have to let those things go,
mm-hmm.
particularly at this time of the year. Mm-hmm. Kids, everybody has sort of cabin fever. It's mm-hmm. cold outside and then it's warm outside and mm-hmm. then it's cold outside. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, Christmas has come and gone. And
yep.
the new things aren't exactly new anymore, and people are restless. And
mm-hmm.
so sometimes when you work too hard and you try to force it, it just doesn't work.
No, nope. Sometimes you need to kind of relax, let it go, change it up, you know, maybe play some math games or, you know, some the file folder games and that, you know, do something different.
Right. Hey, we wanted to also mention, we have noticed an exceptional number of families out in the Learning Commons
mm-hmm.
supporting and helping each other.
Just amazing. I mean, you know, we won't go into due to privacy, but one family, mom in particular, just went above and beyond the call for another mom who needed really some extra help. And yay, you guys, it's so awesome to see you stepping up for each other.
Right.
Just, you know, looking for us to do it because we didn't know what was going on yet. And she had just stepped up and took control of the situation. Good job. And we will let her know. And
yeah.
we already have let her know, but, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a unique thing about Phoenix
mm-hmm.
is that you can come here for a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell you how many times over the last 11 years we've had people show up at the door. They're in tears.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody tootles off with the kids and says, come to a class.
Yep.
And the kids are engaged
mm-hmm.
and gather around and support that parent.
Yep.
Usually it's moms, but not always.
Yep. So we've seen our dads step up, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. And rebuild them, put mm-hmm. them back together so that when everybody is ready to go home, they're ready to carry on again.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's tremendous, the support that you offer each other. Yeah. So, good job, guys.
Yay!
Okay, well, that sort of wraps it up for this week. We're trying to keep it short and tweet.
Ah! You're so funny.
Hey, Jill. Okay, so it's our time to wish everybody a week. What kind of week do we want everybody to have?
I would like everybody to have a warm week.
Oh, we did that last week. Barry did that.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, come on. You got to come up with something new.
Okay, everybody have a flapping good time.
All right, we're out of here. Let's flap off.
Okay.
Maybe flock off.
Hey,
wait, that's one of our coffees.
That is, and it's delicious too.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Have a great week.
The Squawkcast is produced by the Phoenix Foundation and is dedicated to promoting homeschooling and positive education. For more information on this and other episodes, please visit our website at phoenixfoundation.ca, where you will find the show notes as well as links to our blogs, videos, and other content. You can send us feedback or questions to info@phoenixfoundation.ca. Also, please consider supporting us by visiting the store page on our website, where you'll find merchandise such as our custom coffee blends, T-shirts, and more.